It's a tremendous privilege and honor to be with you this morning.
这是我极大的荣幸可以跟大家在一起。
And just as a matter of being a teacher and college professor,
我是 大学的老师。
Does anybody have the memento that we shared last time by any chance?
你上次我分享给大家那些小石头吗？
No. Oh, we got one. Oh, he'll find. I was looking to see if we had any A+ students here.
I got some candy. It's somewhere here.
It's in there. Yeah. You can get the homework later.
Oh, well. I must hide it somewhere.
Yeah, we'll get it later. Awesome. But this week, what we'll be speaking on is it's something that God has been putting on my heart for the past couple of months.
今天我要分享的是上两个月神一直放在我心里的事情。
And as we start, I would ask for your prayer.
我在我开始之前，我也学一些祷告。
As I shared last time, it is a privilege for me to be a chaplain for the New York Giants football team.
上次我分享的，我是我的荣幸，我成为这个纽约巨人队的牧师。
And so this will actually be the last Sunday before we start camp, and we'll be playing in various games across the country and doing services for them before their games.
我们要球赛马赛季马上开始了，我们以后每星期天我要跟他们在一起，来在属灵的方面来辅导他们。
And so I would ask for your prayer because I know you are a church that prays.
我希望大家为我祷告，我们知道这个教会是一个祷告的教会。
We have over 90 young men who been picked from all over the country to play for our team this year.
那巨人队有大概90个年轻人从这个全美不同的地方来在巨人队里面打球。And
despite what they may make financially or the praise they may garner from people in the stands,
不管是他们赚多少钱，或者是别人怎么来称赞他们，
these are men that most of all need Jesus Christ.
这些人也需要主耶稣基督。
And they need to know that no matter what they achieve on the field, unless they have him in their hearts, it is meaningless.
不管是如果是他心里面没有主的话，不管是在球赛上得到了什么样的尊荣，都是没有意义的。
So I would ask prayers that Jesus would open their hearts to his word, his gospel, and his salvation.
我需要大家为这些队员们祷告，希望他们的心里面能够向主打开，他们得到福音，能够认识耶稣基督。And
if we happen to win a Super Bowl along the way, that would be great too.
如果我们能够进到这个决赛，也是很好的。Our
text from today will come from Colossians chapter 3.
我们今天的经文是从哥罗西书第三章那里。
In this letter, we see Paul beseeching the church on how he wants them to live lives pleasing to God.
那这里面，保罗向哥罗西教会来请求，让他们如何在主面前生活。
He starts in verse 1.
对，第一节那里。
Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above.
所以你们若真与 基督一同复活，就当求上面的事。
Where Christ is seated at the right hand of God, set your minds on things above, not on earthly things.
在那里有基督坐在神的右边，你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory.
因为你们已经死了。 的生命与基督一同藏在神里面，基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。Put
to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature.
所以要致死你们地上的肢体。
sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed.
就如淫乱, 污秽, 邪情, 恶欲和贪婪,
which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming.
贪婪就与拜偶像一样, 因这些事, 神的愤怒必临到那悖逆之子。
You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived, but now you must rid yourselves of all such things as these.
当你们在这世上, 中活着的时候, 这样行, 但现在, 以及恼恨, 愤怒, 恶毒, 毁谤, 并口中污秽的言语,
this list can seem quite daunting.
这些列举的事情一直, 是很长的。
But indulge me, if you will, with a parable. Like a story.
Okay.
It's from the healthcare community.
在一个, 这个医疗的, 团体的里面。
Imagine, if you will, you and your friend are having a picnic on the side of a river.
如果你跟你的朋友在, 一个河边, 一个野餐,
it's a beautiful day, much like today.
就像今天一个美丽的早晨,
and you're right about to begin to eat your food.
刚你刚刚要吃饭的时候,
when you begin to see floating down the river and crying faintly a two-year-old child.
当你在, 河一直河流飘下了一个两岁的孩子一直在呼求说来救我。
He is about to drown, so you and your friend very quickly get up and jump into the river.
那你跟你的朋友, 他马上就要淹死了, 你的朋友马上就跳到水里面。
You quickly rescue the young child.
你把这个孩子从这个水中救出来。
You no sooner have brought him to the shore.
你把他带到河岸上。
When you hear more cries,
你听到更多人的在哭,
this time you see two other young children about the age of 3 and 4 floating down the river.
在你看到一个三岁一个四岁的孩子从河那边飘下来,
your friend quickly jumps in and you repeat the process of saving them.
那你也跳在河里继续救那两个孩子。
As you have accompanied these two young children to shore, no sooner but you hear more cries.
那你把这两个孩子也救到河岸上的时候，你听到更多人在哭。
You quickly jump into the river to begin the process of saving these children.
那你跳到河里继续救这些孩子们。
But your friend doesn't.
你的朋友并没有救。
He begins to put his shoes on.
他把鞋穿起来了。
You quickly yell to your friend, "What are you doing?"
那你跟你的朋友叫，跟你朋友喊，喊你的朋友说你在做什么？
There is more children coming down the river, and they need saving.
更多的孩子从河里冲下来, 他需要被救。
Your friend says, "Yes, that is why I'm going to go upstream to find the person who is throwing the children in the river in the first place."
是的，所以我需要 跑到上游去看到那些谁把这些孩子丢到河里面的。
I feel too often when we confront the dangers of sin, we think about solving them downstream.
我们经常在下游里面来整 解决罪的问题。
We deal with these issues when they've borne much destructive fruit.
我们已经, 罪已经结出果子来, 我们才解决这些问题。
When the Word of God and Jesus was always looking to confront the issues of our heart, not just the issues of our hands.
那, 圣经, 主耶稣他常常是解决我们心里的问题, 不光是我们的行为。
In Proverbs chapter 4 says, out of the heart springs all of life.
在, 这个箴言第四章那里说, 从我们, 我们心里面涌出所, 许多的生命来。
Proverbs goes on to warn us, guard your heart above all things.
对, 要, 继续的来警戒我们, 让我们保守自己的心胜过保守一切。
In this letter in Colossians, Paul is looking for us to do this.
在哥林说书这里, 哥罗西书这里面, 保罗也警戒我们做一样的事情。
His language is strong. He is saying, put to death.
他这里面用一个很强烈的词语, 他说, 致死。
He is admonishing us to look into our hearts and see the corruption that is there.
让我们看到我们里面心里面一切的污秽。
Not hiding it in certain closets or certain rooms, but allowing Christ to eradicate all of it.
不是把它我们藏在屋里面或者房间的里面。
Jesus himself in Matthew chapter 16, verse 24, said the following.
在马太福音第16章那里面，主耶稣这样说。
So then Jesus told his disciples,
主耶稣跟他门徒说,
if anyone wants to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
如果有人要跟从我,
for whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it.
谁要救自己的生命,
a man, if he gains the whole world, yet
人若赚得全世界赔上自己的生命有什么益处呢?
Something I'm always telling the players on our Giants football team.
我经常跟巨人队的这些的球员们说这样的话。
Having worked for the team for the past 7 years as their chaplain and also personally have played professional basketball in Los Angeles.
那我从前我在这个巨人队已经服侍了 篮球队里也是职业运动员。
As I've said before, I find it is comfort that destroys men, not pain.
我发觉不是痛苦来毁坏一个人，而是安逸会毁坏。
With our medical advances, players can come back from just about every single injury.
我们现在医疗十分的发达，所以每次他生病这个受伤之后，他很快就会回来。
But it is the comfort of wanting to take it easy and rest and not give yourself.
那常常我们会因为安逸的缘故，我们就希望休息。
That has destroyed many sports careers, but more unfortunately has destroyed many men and women.
常常因为这样子，球员就没办法继续打球下去，来毁坏了他的。 这个球员的这个打球的生涯。
I remember the famous quote that says, comfort, that says, excuse me, always has a price.
那些安逸和享乐总是有一个代价的。
The right kind we pay for ahead of time.
有一些我们之前来付。
Wrong kind we pay for after.
正确的我们之前来付，那个错误的安逸我们之后来付。
And I believe Paul is addressing the wrong kinds that lead to fruit of destruction.
在这里面，保罗在讲这些错误的安逸，就是这个毁坏性的恶果。
In verse 5 in Colossians chapter 3, the pleasure that comes from us giving in to our flesh in the beginning feels good.
在这里面，我们往往是最终之乐，开始是快乐的。
But later on, it is death.
之后却是死亡。
In the moment, us being angry and saying those words to somebody, it feels good.
在有些时候我们觉得我们发怒说一些话，那是让我们心里面很开心。
Taking revenge on someone who has wronged us in the moment feels good.
我们报复那些伤害我们的人，我们里面觉得很爽。
But later on, it once again leads to death.
最后却 让我们趋向死亡。
In James chapter 1 verse 14,
在雅各书第1章14节,
brother is encouraging us, but each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed.
这里面说个人被试探乃是被私欲牵引诱惑的。
Then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death.
私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来；罪既长成，就生出死来。
I believe this is what Christ wants to confront in our lives as he looks to take us into the lifestyle and the lives that he has called us to as men and women.
这里面, 耶稣基督在向我们呼召，让我们离开我们现在有的一些的生活方式。
So as we look to confront these, we will quickly look at the things that affect us most.
在有三件事会常常影响到我们。
As we see in Colossians chapter 3, he starts with the lust.
肉体里面的情欲。
And when you look at what he's trying to say, this begins with what we see.
这里看到我们自己眼睛所看见的东西。
It's interesting because as we look throughout the Bible, it always starts oftentimes with our eyes.
在我们圣经里面许多地方常常从眼目开始。
We are all familiar with 2 Samuel chapter 11 of David and Bathsheba.
我们常常大家都了解在这个撒母耳记下那里面讲到大卫跟拔示巴的故事。
In case you are not familiar, I will just read briefly.
我只是给大家再重复一遍。
It says, one evening David got up from his bed and walked around the roof of the palace.
有一天晚上大卫起来在他的皇宫的散步。
From the roof he saw a woman bathing. He called for her, he slept with her, and then he committed murder in order to cover her.
他把她叫来与她犯奸淫，最后他犯了杀人的罪。
Great pain and devastation would come to his family, and death would be in his family because of what he saw.
之后他的家就是受了极大的痛苦，甚至有许多人因此死亡，就是因为他眼目的情欲。
Maybe our sisters were saying, well, that's men's problem.
那我们常常可能姊妹们这里说这是弟兄的问题。
Let's not forget Genesis chapter 3.
在这个创世纪第三章那里面。
We have Eve in the garden, and to read from verse 6, it says, when the woman saw the fruit of the tree.
这个夏娃在园子里面眼睛看见那个树上的果子。
Continuing in verse 7, it says that the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye.
那些第七节那里讲到这悦人眼目可以做食物是可喜爱的。
She took some of it and ate it.And also gave some to her husband, who was with her.
摘一下果子来吃了，又给她的父亲，丈夫，她的丈夫也吃了。
It is not a man or a woman problem. It is an us problem.
不是男人的问题或者女人的问题，是我们所有人的问题。
And lastly, we have the example of Achan in Joshua chapter 7.
在这里面讲到那个 Achan 在约书亚记第三章那里面。
He is the one who, when the Lord said, go and defeat your enemies, but take.
在那里面他说你去来打败你的仇敌，不要任何的裸物。
Secretly, he went and took some, and in the next battle, they lost.
在那里他就偷偷的藏了一些东西，在下一个征战里面他们就失败了。
When they eventually asked the Lord why they lost,The Lord directed them to his tent.
他们在询问神为什么他失败的时候，他们发觉是在他的帐篷里面私藏了那些东西。
In verse 20 in Joshua chapter 7, he repented.
在第七章那里面，他这样悔改。
Says, I have sinned against the Lord, the God of Israel. This is what I have done.
亚干回答约书亚说，我实在得罪了耶和华以色列的神，我所做的事如此如此。
When I saw the plunder, a beautiful robe from Babylon, and 200 shekels of silver and a bar of gold.
我看见所夺的财物里面有一件美好色拿的衣服，200色克勒银子，一条重50色克勒的金子。
I coveted them and took them, and they are hidden underground in my tent.
我就贪爱这些物件，便拿去了，现在藏在我 帐篷内的地里银子和衣服在这底下。
It often starts with what we see.
常常从我们一眼开始。
Our eyes.
我们的眼睛。
That is why it is so important for us to be vigilant about what we allow to enter.
这里十分要我们要小心注意我们眼睛所看见的东西。
What we often look at is what we begin to much like ache and covet.
所以我们常常看见的就像在雅干一样心里面开始贪爱。
That is why it is so important that we continue to fix our eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们十分的需要把我们的眼睛定睛在主耶稣基督他自己的身上。
In Hebrews, we hear of our Lord and Savior fixing his eyes and for the joy set before him endured the cross, spurning its shame.
在希伯来书这里面讲到他忍耐了十字架上的痛苦，眼睛定睛看着主。
Even Solomon himself said, without a vision, people perish.
在所罗门也常常这里说民若没有异象民就会毁坏。
It is true, without a vision,We give in to misguided loves.
我们常常没有意向，我们里面就走到那个错误的方向里面。
Erwin McManus puts it this way: We become what we love.
我们变成我们所爱的东西。
We do not become fools because we lack the right information.
我们不是我们变成愚拙的人，不是因为我们没有信息。
We become fools because we love the wrong things.
我们变成愚拙的人，因为我们爱错的东西。
I would propose to you that we must take action in this area of our lives.
我来向大家鼓励大家，在这方面我们应该有一些措施。
One of the things I encourage myself with, as well as encourage many of the men that I counsel and disciple.
我在这里不断的鼓励自己，也鼓励那些球队的年轻人里面。
Though it is not in the native Chinese translation yet.
并不是在中文的翻译的里面。
There is an app that you can get for free.
在这里面有一个软件，你可以不要钱的。
It is called Streetlights.
Streetlights.
Streetlights. Yeah.
是路灯。
And what it does is has the word of God that is read off of your phone.
在这里面讲到这个路灯这个软件，它说从你的电话里面这个智能手机里面直接给你读主的话。
They have made it a bit contemporary by having background music as they read it.
它这里面给它弄得比较现代，它里面后面有一些背景的音乐。
And I find it is something.That restores my soul as I'm driving, or even while I'm on a trip, or whatever I might be doing.
在我这个开车的时候，也许我出去外出的时候，或者我做其他事情，这个软件常常来鼓励我们，帮助我。
There's a quite a famous book. It is called The Common.
在这里面有一个比较著名的书籍叫Common Rule， 普通的概念。
And The original word rule in Latin is not the rule of don't do this.
在这个拉丁语里面，这里讲到这个规条，并不是说不要做这个。
The original word for rule in Latin was much like a lattice, if you will, to help plants grow up.
Okay. 从前的那个拉丁语原文里面这个Rule 是实在是一个像一个篱笆一样帮助那些的这个植物能够生长。
When you have a young plant, you often will put a stick next to it in the ground and tie it to it so that it can grow up instead of falling over.
如果一个幼小的植物，你把一个柱子一个棍子插在那里，那个植物顺着这棍子往上长，而是不是趴下来这么去长。
So the idea is that a rule is not something that tells you no. A rule is actually something that helps you flourish.
这个规条不是让你说禁止你做一些事情，而是帮助你更加的茁壮的成长。
Some of these rules that I encourage myself and others to put in their lives.
有一些规条，我常常用这些规条来 鼓励自己。
Is a simple rule we have for our men's Bible study on the Giants is they are not allowed to look at their phone until they have read scripture first.
他在我们这里面一起读经，说我们自己的之后才可以开始用手机。
We call it scripture before phone.
这里讲到神的话语在这些手机之前。
It is a simple habit of remembering that Christ comes before any notification.
这里讲到是一个规条，就是主耶稣在一切的通知我们的事情前，主耶稣。
Another rule, if you will, that we try to put in place to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus.
另外一些规条是放在就是让我们眼睛更加的注重在主自己的身上。
As I challenge them to kneel in prayer 3 times a day.
我鼓励他们每天三次跪下来祷告。
I remind them it is not about the ritual or you must kneel for God to hear you.
并不是一个宗教的仪式，或者是你跪下来神才会听你的祷告。
But oftentimes as professional athletes, they can fall into the trap of pride, thinking they are the greatest thing in the world.
这些职业运动员常常觉得自己是全世界最了不起的人。
And the simple act of bowing down, I feel, helps restore our mind to realize we are not the greatest thing in the world.
这些我们简单的跪下来，让我们俯伏，可以说让我们提醒自己，我们并不是全世界最棒的人。
We must humble ourselves before a great and mighty God.
我们在永生这位这个全能的神面前，我们必须谦卑。
Like I said once again, this is not about the ritual of kneeling as much as it is about humbling ourselves before our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
并不是一个宗教的仪式，而是在我们救主耶稣面前谦卑。
They have remarked that these simple rules can help change the way they look at their days.
这些简单的规条规定，让他们在每天的生活有些巨大的改变。
Next in Colossians 3, it talks about idols.
哥罗西
times we think of, well, that's just a statue over there.
我们常常觉得偶像只是一个
When Chichen once said, idolatry is when you worship what you should use and use what you should worship.
这里的作者说到我们 Can you repeat that?
Oh, sorry. When you worship what you should use and you use what you should worship.
你来敬拜那些你用的东西，而那些东西你是敬拜的东西是你应该用的。
Rob Lacey have said, idolatry is living for the product.Instead of living for the producer.
我们这个拜偶像是用在这些所造之物那里面，而且不是用在敬拜那些所创造的那位主那里。
And Taylor has finally said, idolatry happens when we take good things and make them ultimate things.
我们把一些好的事情变成一个的至好至上的事情。
Many of the things that we allow to become idols in our life.In them are not bad.
在很多事情把那些成为我们偶像那些事情并不是一个坏的事情。
But when we make them things that are above everything else that we must attain, that is when idolatry begins to creep in.
我们把这些好的变成我们必须要得到的事情，这就是拜偶像。
And we become no different than the Israelites form calf.
我们跟以色列人拜那个金牛犊没有什么两样。
Many of the things we form with our own hands that we begin to worship.
常常我们把一些事情铸成，我们用我们的手铸成，我们自己来敬拜它。
Our careers.
我们的工作。
Our pleasures.
我们的这个愉快娱乐。
Even good things like our family can become idolatry if we put them above our Lord and Savior.
甚至我们的家庭，如果把这些家庭放在主之上之外，也成为拜偶像的人。
In Psalm 14, it reminds us of this when it says, The fool has said in his heart, There is no God.
这些诗篇第十四篇那里讲到，愚妄人说没有神。
Once again, it is so important that we guard our hearts from these things that would take us into idolatry.
我们何等的需要，我们在这一切事情上要警戒我们的心。
Much of it starts once again with where we lay our vision, our eyes.
我们开始从我们的眼睛开始。
When I played professional basketball in Los Angeles, the big thing. Teachers was something called eye discipline.
在 NBA 的球员，他们动作十分的快。
They would teach you this triangle you needed to make with your arms.
这里面用你的手做成一个三角形。
And the goal was you need to always be able to see the person you were guarding.
在看到你的旁边你防守的那个人。
And then where the ball is on the court.
第二个，这边是球在哪里。
The second you looked at both for too long, you began to fail.
你同时看两个方向的时候，你马上就会失败了。
If you look at the ball for too long and get distracted by it bouncing.
你看这个球，一直盯着球看，你发觉那球，拍来拍去，你的注意力就会失去注意力。
Your man would go behind you for an alley-oop dunk.
Oh, what is that?
it's a good play.
Okay. 那你可能你背面那个对方的球员会就。
If you pay attention too much to your man and only look at him.
如果你看到你防守那个人一直盯着他看的时候
，You are in no position to help your teammate out.If the ball goes by,
你也没办法帮你的其他的球员。如果你这个球被传到其他的地方
，I challenge you to watch most sports, and when you see a play go bad, it usually starts with the eyes.
你常常如果看一些的打球的比赛的里面，常常他们有一些球是传错球了，是因为他眼睛看错了。
Lastly, what Paul's trying to teach us.Regarding our eye discipline,
这里面讲到我们的眼睛。另外一方面
，is when we allow ourselves to indulge in these pleasures.
让我们常常陷在这个娱乐的里面。
We will very quickly find that they do not satisfy.
常常我们发觉这些东西并不能满足我们的心。
When we make good things ultimate things, as Tim Keller said.
我们把一些好的事情变成一个至高的事情。
They are not able to sustain the weight of an ultimate thing.
并没有办法成为那个至高事情那样的分量。
The career eventually is not strong enough.
我们的职业并没有那么的强。
Making our spouse an ultimate thing, eventually they can never live up to our expectations.
让我们的配偶成为那些至高的事情，也没办法按照我们的心意来满足我们。
And we begin to
feel.
Anger is an interesting word.
愤怒
In the Hebrew, the word anger literally means hot nose.
在这个希伯来文里面讲到这个愤怒，就是我们的鼻子开始发热。
In Proverbs 19:11, it says, "Good sense makes one slow to anger." And it is his glory to overlook an offense.
Sorry, let me just...
No, you're fine.
All right. Proverbs 11:19, right?
19:11.
Okay. 箴言书第十十九章十一节那里面，人有见识就不轻易。
It says, "Know this, my beloved brothers."
Continue. Yeah, please.
No problem. You're fine. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. 亲爱的弟兄，你们所知道的。
Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger.
但你们个人要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。
That literal word, slow to anger, in the Hebrew.
这里面讲到慢慢的动怒。
It means long of.Nose.
这是让我们的鼻子变长一点。
They believe that if one was long of nose, that means that it would have more time to get before it would get to our brains or our mouth and we would act on it.
他觉得鼻子长一点，那些怒气 可以进慢慢的消失，再进到我们的头脑的里面。
In that sense, being Pinocchio would be a good thing then.
这个 Pinocchio 可能是一个一个好事情。
But anger is not wrong necessarily, however.
动怒并不见得是一个完全错的事情。
Because in Ephesians chapter 4, it says, in our anger, do not sin.
在这Ephesians, 以弗所书那里面讲到，我们动怒发怒，但是不要犯罪。
And so it is often what we are choosing to be angry about.
我们常常选择我们应该为什么事情来发怒。
Is it in the offense of something of our amazing Savior?
这是得罪我们主的事情吗？
Much like Jesus in righteous anger threw the money collectors out of the temple.
当主耶稣发义怒的时候，把那些外面这个换银钱的的桌子推倒。
Or is it anger simply at the fact that we have been wronged?
才是我们自己被人得罪。
And when this anger continues to be in our lives,
让这些怒气常常在生活的里面。
It gives root to bitterness.
让我们里面慢慢的就有让苦毒可以扎根。
If I could have one of the pictures put on the screen, I want to show you how bad bitterness can truly get.
我们看到这个投影上的事情，看到这些苦毒如何可以伤害我们。
What you will have in front of you is something called a spite house.
Spite house. Okay.
Basically, think of it as a bitter house.
这里讲的是一个苦房子。
This is a house that was made by a brother.
By who?
A brother.
这是一个弟兄所建的一个房子。
His brother inherited the blue house.
他的弟兄兄弟两个，这个哥哥得这个继承了旁边那个蓝色的房子。
He knew his brother enjoyed waking up in the morning and eating breakfast by those windows.
他知道他哥哥起来的时候，早上他在那个窗前吃早餐里面十分的心里面快乐。
But because he was bitter at his brother, he made a house that was 10 feet wide.
他因为他对他的哥哥十分的记恨，所以他建造一个房子只有10尺那么宽。
Specifically to block the windows of his brother.
他就挡住他哥哥那个窗子，哥哥的房子窗子。
Though he does not live in this house, he pays taxes on that house for the past 20 years.
他并不住在那个房子里面，但是为这个房子他付税付了20年。
Simply to block the view of his brother.
他只是不让他的哥哥看见一个好的风景。
The next picture, if we could, you might think this is just in Seattle and they are weird.
在这里面是西雅图的一个房子。
This is a house of spite in Massachusetts.
这是一个麻省的一个苦房子。
A husband and wife separated, but he was mandated to build her a house much like his.
他这个夫妻两个他分手了，但是呢他必须为自己的妻子建跟他一样的房子。
But he was not specified where he needed to build the house.
他也并没有告诉他他必须在哪里建这样的房子。
So because of his bitterness, he built her house in the middle of a salt marsh.
他从这个盐这个盐泽地里面建了这样的一个房子。
Where nobody lives for approximately 20 miles all around the house.
在20英里这个范围之内没有人住在这里面。
And lastly,
最后一个。
This is in Lebanon.
这是黎巴嫩。
This whole entire building that is 3 stories high.
这是三层楼高的一个房子，一个建筑物。
Once again, as you can see, is all designed to block the view of that house with that small red arrow beneath it.
它只是为了挡住旁边那个房子一切它的光线。
Bitterness can make us do crazy things.
苦毒让我里面做一些很奇怪的事情。
And even though we think we are getting people back, the greatest destruction is happening in our own souls.
实际我们是来报复别人，实际我们心里面先被毁坏了。
In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31.
以弗所书第四章第三十一节。Yeah, go ahead.
Paul is reminding us once again about bitterness.
这里面再一次提醒我们里面的我们的恶毒。
He says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander are put away from you.
苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、毁坏并一切的恶毒当从你们中间除掉。
Be kind and tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you.
并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕。
And then if I could, the last picture, just to show us it is not something that is not found in our area.
在这里面，我们在附近也有这样的事情。
How many people have ever gone into New York City and maybe been on this block? Has anyone ever seen that before yet? The Macy's store, possibly?
大家可以都可能到这梅西这个三街这附近。
You might notice on the bottom of the world, this Macy's is a small little house.
在这个世界上最大的梅西旁边是一个有旁一个很小的房子。
It is because he did not sell to Macy because he personally felt he hated Mr. Macy.
他不愿意把这个小房子卖给梅西，因为他自己觉得他十分的恨梅西这个人。
And even though they own the whole entire block on 34th Street, to this day he will not relinquish that spot.
尽管梅西已经拥有了整个三十四。接你整个的这个 city block， 但是这个房子是不属于他的。
Thankful to Jesus who teaches us what to deal with bitterness.
感谢主，耶稣告诉我们如何处理苦毒的事情。
In Exodus 15, we finish with the greatest example.
在这个出埃及记第十五章那里讲到一个例子。
We see what happens when the Israelites who have come out of Egypt come into bitterness.
这里面从这个以色列人从埃及出来里面，他们里面却陷在苦毒的里面。
They have just seen the miracle of the Lord parting the sea.
他们看到这个主神让红海分开。
They have just sung songs to the Lord of His great deliverance.
刚刚跟主唱过他拯救的诗歌。
But at verse 22, they run into a problem.
在第二十二节这里面，他进到了一个问题的里面。
Isn't that just like us? How we can go from something so great and seeing God work in such a powerful way, but then the next day we start complaining.
常常我们常常经过主伟大的工作的时候，第二天我们就进到抱怨的里面。
Can be so quickly to forget all that He has done for us.
我们常常很快的就把神所成就的事情忘记了。
And very quickly, our worry can sometimes turn into bitterness when we don't get the answer right away.
我们没有办法马上得到答案，我们里面的忧愁就变成了苦毒。
Dr. Tim Keller puts it this way.
Tim Keller 这样说
：Worry is not believing God will get it right, and bitterness is believing God got it wrong.
忧虑是我们不相信神会把一切事情都做成，那些苦毒我们却相信神把一些事情搞砸。
In Exodus 15, verse
出埃及记十五章二十二节这里面讲到，摩西领以色列人从红海往前走，到了苏尔的旷野。
And for 3 days they went into the desert without finding water.
在旷野走了三天，找不着水。
When they came to a place that they could not, they came to a place called Marah that they could not drink its water because it was bitter.
到了马拉不能喝那里的水，因为水苦。
That is why places called Marah, which means bitter.
所以是苦的。
So the people grumbled against Moses, saying, "What are we to drink?"
信向摩西发怨言说，我们喝什么呢？
Then Moses cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree.
摩西呼求耶和华，耶和华指示他一棵树。
He cut down the tree and threw it into the water, and the water became sweet.
把树丢在水里，水就变甜了。
There the Lord made a decree and a law for them.
耶和华在那里为他们定了律例典章。
And there he tested them. He said, if you listen carefully to the voice of the Lord, your God,
在那里试验他们又说, 你们若留心听耶和华你神的话,
if you do what is right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his commands and keep all his decrees,
又行我眼中看为正的事, 留心听我的诫命, 守我一切的律例,
I will not bring on you any of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you.
我就不将所加给加于埃及人的疾病加在你身上, 因为我耶和华是医治你的。
Then they came to Elim, where there were 12 springs and 70 palm trees, and they camped near the water.
他们到了以林, 在那里有12股水泉, 70棵棕树, 他们就在那里的水边安营。
If we could have that last slide. What's interesting about this area is something. Quite marvelous. There's a tree that is found in that region. It is called the Moringa oleifera tree. And what's special about this tree, if you did not know, is its amazing properties of its seeds. Seeds.
Oh. 它是从这种会飘的一些的这个这些种子。
These trees are currently found in regions in Africa as well.
在非洲也有这种树。
And what you do is you can crush these seeds.
你可以把这个这些种子打碎。
Into a fine powder.
可以变成这个像面粉样子。
You pour this powder and shake it up in water that is normally very poisonous and contain.
把这个放在这个粉放在这个被污染的水里面。
Let it rest for about 1 hour.
再让它停留一个小时。
And all the contamination will sink to the bottom.
所有这些污染物就会沉到底下。
And the water above will be drinkable.
在上面的这个水就可以喝了。
What's interesting, however, is that the powder does not remove the calcium or magnesium from the water.
这里面并没有把里面的这个钙和镁除掉。
And not to get too technical into chemistry, but what that does is make the water also a cleansing agent.
这让这些这个水也变成可以清洁变成一个清洁物。
Basically, it means you have to go to the bathroom a lot.
喝完这个水，你必须上很多的厕所。
For me personally, I take it personal.
这里面对我个人是很有帮助的。
Because I find there's times in my life that God doesn't want to just bring me out of something, but He wants to get that something out of me.
不光是把一些东西给我，而且把我里面的东西挪掉。
In this passage, he didn't want to just take the Israelites out of Egypt. He wanted to get the Egypt out of the Israelites.
不光是把这些以色列人从埃及中带出来，而且把埃及从他的里面能够除去。
And what I think is also beautiful is the fact that they had to look to a tree.
他们看这棵树。
And when the tree was chopped down and put into the water, they found salvation.
这个树被砍掉之后，放在水里面，他们得到了救恩。
It's interesting because that very word tree that is used in Exodus chapter 15.
在15节这里讲到这个树,
if you look in Revelation chapter 2, is the exact same tree, same word used for tree of life.
同样的词也在启示录里面讲到这个树。
In 1 Peter chapter 2, it is also the same word used to describe the cross.
这个彼得前书第二章那里面也提到主耶稣。 也是用的是木头。
For me, it is a reminder that despite the bitterness we experience in this life,
不光是让我提醒我，让我们在人生经历的一切的苦读的里面，
when we stop fixing our eyes on the idols and our anger and the pleasures,
We stop, right?
Yeah, we stop.
我们停止把我们的眼睛放在那些偶像或者一些愤怒的里面。
And we fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of.
我们把我们的眼光定睛在我们信心创始成终的耶稣的身上。
And on the cross, which we remembered this morning.
他们常常就像今天早上我们所纪念他的死。
It can take the greatest bitterness of our life and make it sweet.
把我们心中一切的苦毒挪去，让它变成甜。
That I believe is the greatest thing we can do.
那我们相信这是一个伟大的事情可以成就的。
As Paul concludes, he beseeches us to do exactly this.
在这里面，保罗结束之前，他劝我们这样做。
That we would fix our eyes on him.
我们眼光注定在注目在耶稣身上。
It is my hope that as we go out this morning,
我是期待我们离开这里的时候,
we will much like the Israelites were taught to do, allow the tree to cleanse us of our impurities.
就像以色列人所被教导学习的一样, 让这棵树来成为我们的洁净。
And in typical teacher fashion, as you know,
就像我常常说，老师，我常常这样做。
I brought seeds for everybody.
我为每个人准备了一个种子。
Now, I personally don't recommend you try it at home necessarily.
我并不建议大家这样做，做这样的试验。
Unless, of course, you have maybe two bathrooms.
如果你家里有很多厕所的话，可以这样做。
But it is my hope that you will take some of the seeds.
你可以拿这些种子回去。
Put them someplace you see them.
你可以放到一些你可以看见的地方。Maybe
you put them in an area where you pray.
那里跟神相处的时间的地方。And
maybe it'll be a particularly tough morning because of the bitterness that we've experienced.
可能是一天早晨你觉得很痛苦的一个早晨，你因为一些经历。
And we'll remember that because of the cross, even the greatest bitterness can be made sweet because of the salvation that He's provided for us.
迎着十字架，迎着他的救恩，就是我们人生中最大使我们苦读的地方，也可以变成甜美。
Let's pray.
祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you so much.
天上的父，我们实在感谢你。
Lord, we repent before you.
我们在主你自己的面前悔改。
For the times we've allowed good things that you've created and made them ultimate things.
主啊，我们常常你把你所造的那些好的事情，我们变成了至上的事情。
As my brother prayed earlier, Lord, sometimes we have been so unfaithful.
主啊，就像我们弟兄前面所祷告的一样，我们常常说我们常常的小信。
But thank you that in Revelations it says you have a name written that says you are faithful and true.
哦，就像以斯这个启示录所讲的，你有一个名字，就是信诚信真实。
Thank you that in Romans even when we are faithless, you are still faithful because you can.
像罗马的一样，即使我们小信，但是你是信实的，因为你不能背弃自己。
Would you help us just like Paul told us to put to death these things?
就像保罗所说的一样，让我们把致死这一切的事情。
Not keep them in a closet or keep them hidden in a secret file spot on our phone.
不是把它放在一些这个衣橱里面，不是把它放在我们。 电话的一个隐藏的地方。
Let us truly destroy them by your Holy Spirit's power.
让你圣灵的大能把这一切都毁去。
And would you help us to keep our eyes fixed on you?
帮助我们眼睛能够注目在你自己的身上。
When we feel tempted.
当我们被引诱的时候。
When we feel weak.
当我们软弱的时候。
When we feel the anger and the bitterness rising in us,
当我们觉得愤怒、觉得苦毒的时候，
would you help us to fix our eyes on you?
And
know that because of your salvation, we can be
cleansed.
Because of your death on the cross, we can truly have life. In your precious name.
奉耶稣基督的名,
Amen.
Amen. Wait a second.